Thunder Bay, local LCBO convenience outlets are looking forward to returning to normal now that the OPSEU strike has ended and liquor stores are back to regular operating hours with staff. During the LCBO strike, local outlets were inundated with customers looking for somewhere to get their liquor. However, these outlets found that while orders could still be placed, receiving them was an arduous task in itself. AJ's Trading Post in Slate River Valley placed and paid for two orders from the LCBO during the strike. Gerald Muller, the store's owner and operator, is waiting for the orders to come in. "I've got two orders that I've bought and paid for that I'm waiting for, just no definite ETA on when they're going to get here. The frustration is having orders out there that you paid for that you don't know when they're coming, and you don't know what to tell your customers." Muller encourages his customers to call for updates. He and his staff will give them all the information they know on when the store expects to receive its next order. He said he was able to order directly from a couple of small craft liquor distilleries but is also waiting for those to be shipped. Muller also noted that three of his large label beer products are getting diverted to grocery stores first, which is shorting him on his other alcohol products. Shelves at Wildwood Variety Store are also collecting dust while waiting for multiple orders from the LCBO. Jenna Curtis is the owner of the convenience store. "We were told by the LCBO to order as much as we could, see what was available and that they would be sending trucks out. Last week around Thursday, I contacted our representative there and asked him what was going on. He said he was having difficulties getting the trucks past the picket lines at the warehouses, so we are completely empty." Curtis said alcohol sales are a majority of their business. "Alcohol sales put us on the map. I'd say about 60-75% of my sales are liquor sales. The profit margin isn't great on it, but it still brings people in and it brings people in for other items as well." Curtis said the only order they've received was placed before the strike, and it was also held up by picket lines at the distribution center in southern Ontario. OPSEU LCBO workers went on strike for 2 weeks after the Ford government fast-tracked the sale of ready-to-drink beverages and large-pack beer to be made available in grocery and convenience stores.